Welcome back to Angel Oak Capital's Portfolio Manager Insights podcast series. This is Randy Christman, Marketing Director at Angel Oak Capital Advisors. In today's podcast, we will provide our current views on the U.S. housing market, why we feel millennials will continue to support the housing market, and whether or not rising interest rates will slow down housing here in the U.S. I'll be speaking with Sam Dunlap, who serves as a portfolio manager for the Angel Oak Multi-Strategy Income Fund. He also focuses on building and managing strategies within the RMBS market, as well as managing the interest rate exposure across the Angel Oak funds and managed accounts. Sam, home prices have been on a steady upward trend over the last few years based on Case-Shiller data. What is your current view on the U.S. housing market, and do you think there is more room to run?
Yes, you are correct. Home prices in the U.S. have been on a tear over the last 5 years. For example, year over year, the Case-Shiller 20 City Index rose approximately 6.4% in January. This marked the 69th consecutive month for year-over-year home price appreciation in the U.S., and we believe home prices have a lot more room to run from here due to a significant supply and demand imbalance growing in the single-family housing market.
There have been many articles written in the last few years stating that millennials are putting off purchasing or not purchasing homes at all. It sounds like you and your team are seeing signs to the contrary. Can you explain why this generation is important to the housing market?
According to Morgan Stanley, there are approximately 88 million Americans between the ages of 15 and 34 today in the U.S. This is the largest generation in U.S. history, and historically, the state range has typically been characterized as the age group with the most rapid household formation. We expect the millennials will continue to drive approximately 1.5 million in annual household formations over the next 5 years, twice the demand of the post-crisis period. Robust demand is expected amid historically tight supply, though. For example, single-family inventory as a percentage of total households has actually never been this low.
With the Fed raising rates again in March, do you think higher mortgage rates will slow down the housing market and or cause the millennials to rethink purchasing a home?
Despite the Fed raising rates in March and market expectations for two more increases in 2018, long-term mortgage rates are actually still historically quite low. And in fact, the weighted average effective mortgage rate of interest in the U.S. is at all-time lows. Moreover, the average monthly payment as a percentage of income is still well below the long-run average in the U.S. Finally, home prices remain affordable at the national level as certain areas are still well below their pre-crisis peak. For example, 10 of the 20 cities in the Case-Shiller Index are still well below their pre-crisis peak.
Mortgage credit has been ultra-restrictive since the financial crisis. Are you beginning to see signs of that loosening? If so, is this a positive or negative development for the housing market in the U.S.?
Mortgage credit has been ultra-restrictive in the post-crisis period, and yes, we are beginning to see encouraging signs that it is beginning to loosen, albeit slowly. For example, I think the best way to describe this is the Mortgage Bankers Association's Mortgage Credit Availability Index. This is simply a numerical survey where the Mortgage Bankers Association gauges the availability of mortgage credit by having their lenders submit a numerical score for credit availability in the marketplace. The higher the score, the looser the credit is, and vice versa. Today, the index sits at approximately 179. It is off of its all-time low of approximately 86 in 2013. While this may seem like a large increase, it is far from the pre-crisis peak of nearly 900. We view this as a prudent residential credit expansion and very supportive for U.S. housing and U.S. growth as we look ahead, especially for the millennials as they face a unique housing supply and demand dynamic in the coming years.
Sam, this was an excellent update. Thank you for your time today. We look forward to speaking with everyone again soon.
Disclosures. S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Composite Home Price Index. The index seeks to measure the value of residential real estate in 20 major U.S. metropolitan areas. Must be preceded or accompanied by a prospectus. To obtain an electronic copy of the prospectus, please visit www.angeloakcapital.com. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Principal loss is possible. The Angel Oak funds are distributed by Quasar Distributors, LLC. Index performance is not indicative of fund's performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Current performance can be obtained by calling 855-751-4324.